WVYC's Perspectives is a weekly look at the people and programs that make up the York College community. This program looks at the issues that impact our college environment. This week's host is Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's Perspectives. Our guest this week is Associate Professor of Theater, Suzanne Dell. Suzanne, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
Suzanne, there's a very unique event coming to York College within the next few weeks. Can you explain exactly what this is, and then we can go from there, I guess, is probably the best thing to do.
Sure. It's a theatrical event, and it's called Every 28 Hours. Every 28 Hours is a contested statistic that every 28 hours an African-American is killed in this country by a police officer or a vigilante, et cetera. So not this past summer, the summer before. Oregon Shakespeare Festival and the One Minute Play Festival sent theater artists to Ferguson, Missouri, to be in the community. And after they were there for about a week, those theater artists wrote one-minute plays about their experience, the people they met. So these plays cover the gamut of the entire community. Those plays are now available for people to do, and they're doing a national rollout in the month of October. And York College will produce those and present them here on campus for our community.
Let's talk about what I guess the impetus to this is. Obviously, we all know about the Black Lives Matter movement that has been going on in this country, and there's been it's kind of escalated to a point where it's getting a lot of national attention. But this was before that was such a. So, what makes this so unique?
I think what makes this unique is that the theater artists that went to Ferguson were in the community, and they met with white police officers and mothers of children that had been killed, and everyday citizens, the guy who owns the CVS, and really talked to everyone about how what specifically transpired in Ferguson, the Michael Brown shooting,
right,
how that transformed their community and their hopes for moving forward together. So what makes this project unique is that it really does cover all of the voices. It's not a blame game. I think people that come will hear stories that they are not expecting and that maybe will move them in ways they were unsure that they even realized they felt.
Now, you've seen this performed. It's probably a pretty powerful event. Explain to me how it's performed. I mean, one-minute plays is a little bit unusual.
Yeah, you know, the One-Minute Play Festival has been around for a while. And I have to be honest, I was like, one-minute plays? What's that? So they went in August to the artists, and then they did the show in San Francisco at American Conservatory Theater.
And this would have been 2 years ago, two summers ago.
Yeah, so not this October, obviously. Last October is when I saw it. And then they did it in Trinity Rep in Providence, Rhode Island. And I happened to be in New England. So it was a free event like ours. It was ticketed. So I got myself a ticket. It was this crazy event. I've never seen so many people at a theater before. There were food trucks outside. There was a New Orleans-style jazz band. So it had this really exciting atmosphere. There was overflow in the lobby, so people were watching it on closed-circuit television in the lobby. It was a completely diverse audience of age and gender and race that you honestly do not see in the theater. And then they came out. They've grouped, it's about 76 plays. They've grouped these plays into smaller groupings of about 8 or 9 plays each. So they had about 10 actors in each grouping. So the 10 actors would come out, they would do the plays in their grouping, and they would move on, and the next group would come on. So that kept it flowing. Some people were memorized. Some people weren't. Some people had script in hand. It didn't matter because it was about the language and the storytelling. And yeah, if you didn't like a play, it was over in 60 seconds. So I felt like there were plays that spoke directly to me. As a white woman, they sort of nailed my liberal sensibility. I'm in theater, my liberal sensibility, and made me question my own self. So that was my experience, to be in this high energy room with people across, you know, across the board, and feel like some of the players were actually speaking directly to me.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable during the?
Sure. Yeah.
Is that part of?
Sure. Yeah. You know, my background, a lot of it is in using theater for social change. So yes, feeling uncomfortable is part of it. I don't shy away from that. I understand that some people want to go to see theater and they want to laugh and they want to watch people sing and tap dance.
They want an entertainment experience, right?
I get that. But for me, this every 28 hours felt like the perfect match of using theater for social justice. And that was really exciting to me. And being a college professor, that's really exciting to me, because I want students to understand that theater and the arts can be used to talk about issues that are happening right now today. It's not just ancient Greece. It's not just Shakespeare. It's you can write a play that is about something that's affecting you today, and then use that as a jumping off point to have a thoughtful discussion.
All right, let's talk about the York experience. How did this happen? Why is this happening in York, and what's going to happen leading up to it?
Sure. So when you got the rights, there were three things you had to agree to. One is you had to do all of the plays.
Okay.
The other one is it had to be done in the month of October. And the other one was that there has to be a post-performance sort of talk back or exchange. So looking at our calendar here on campus, the only time we really had in October to present this was Saturday, October 22nd. So that's when the show will be performed. This allows us a couple days of rehearsal if people want rehearsal in the space. We are going to do it in the big WPAC theater.
Good. Large room, right?
Yeah. So it seats about 700. We'll see. I mean, you know, it's open to everyone in the college community, staff, faculty, alumni, students. So I approached as soon as I heard that the rights were available, because I had seen it, I approached them and they gave us the rights. So, and then it was about talking to people in the administration and talking to students. And even I went to, you know, the York Police Department and talking to them and saying, this is what this is. Let's take a risk and let's do this and let's have a conversation. And people were on board. We are, you know, keeping it to the college community because we want to understand how our community feels about the violence that has been happening, about the Black Lives Matter movement. And like I said, we don't want anyone to feel left out in that discussion. So this is hopefully the first event, and maybe there'll be other different kinds of events, but we'll get to know a little bit more about what people are really thinking.
All right, so anybody that might be interested here, what we're talking about, what do they have to do to get involved?
So to get involved, I guess, contact me.
Okay.
There is a Facebook event page, so you can go to York College Theater Division's Facebook page, or you can contact me here, Suzanne Dell, S-Dell, D-E-L-L-E, at YCP. So you can contact me. Or, you know, one of the most important things that people can do to get involved is come and watch and support the actors. People that are on stage are not necessarily going to be real actors. We're opening it up to anyone who wants to participate. So there could be people that have never stepped foot on stage before. So come and support, you know, your friends and your colleagues in the community. So come on October 22nd at 7:30 to WPAC and spend an hour and a half to 2 hours with us and maybe feel a little uncomfortable and join in the conversation.
What do you envision for this post experience? It will be something that's going to, right afterwards, there's going to be that. But do you think that that's going to be something that's going to go over a longer period of time, or is that your hope?
My hope. We're bringing in outside people actually to participate in the discussion. Not all that has been wrapped up yet as to who's going to be on the stage, but and really the questions are going to be personal questions. How has the Black Lives Matter movement affected you? how has this violence in other communities affected our community? So, and what can we do to move forward in a safe, respectful way? So that's really what the discussion is going to be. It's going to be about your personal thoughts. And we're going to ask everybody to participate in that. We have an activity planned. So, but don't get scared.
All you theater people always have activities.
I know. Don't be scared. It's fine. And then hopefully, and then we will have a reception. So people can then, you know, sort of talk, mix, mingle, have a cookie, talk some more. And then, yeah, what's the next step for your college, for our students, for our community to feel safe and heard, no matter your thoughts on this issue?
One last time, when's the event?
It is October 22nd at 7:30 in the W Pack.
Suzanne Dell with the York College Theater Department, thank you very much. And we really look forward to this event. It should be a very, very interesting event. It'll be interesting to see what the impact is on the community.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
WVYC Perspectives is a production of the staff of WVYC. York College of Pennsylvania owns and operates WVYC, and any and all content is solely the property of York College. Jeffrey Schiffman serves as the executive producer of WVYC Perspectives. WVYC Perspectives can be heard Monday and Friday morning at 10 a.m. on 88.1 FM. Downloads of the WVYC Perspectives podcast are available at the WVYC Podbean site, wvyc.podbean.com. Join us next week for another edition of WVYC Perspectives.